Welcome back, everybody, to Dress Down. I am very excited to share our guest today. She is known for her beautiful long hair, bubbly personality, and beautiful modeling content. Please welcome Nena.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
A real life elf.
Yes.
I think.
I agree.
I think that you are an elf.
Yeah.
If not in this life, another life.
I grew up watching Lord of the Rings, so mm-hmm. that's like, yeah, I've been obsessed with that. I've studied a little bit of that realm, I guess you could say. Elves are real, fairies are real, all that shit's real. So yeah, I agree with you. I think when I die in this life, I'll come back again as another elf.
As an elf. Yeah. It just rotates.
If Earth is still around. we'll see. I know.
Another realm. The Fey realm.
Yeah, literally. I know. But fairies aren't as nice as you think they are, but...
Right.
People. Well,
I actually know
people
that.
People think they're like Tinkerbell and they're not.
They're not.
No, they're mean.
They're mean.
Yeah.
Okay. So glad you brought this up. For two reasons. One, you're Irish.
Yes.
And I have been playing a game... like a detective game uh-huh. called The Seance of Blake Manor. It's an incredible like okay. mystery game, but its setting is in Ireland
oh.
and it's all about Irish mythology.
Yeah.
And like the fae and uh-huh. all the gods.
Like all their little, they look like rock portals.
Yeah.
They're all like portals to the fae and like mm-hmm. that type of realm.
But like the fae are mean in the
yes,
game.
I know.
Like they be murdering.
No, they literally are in real life.
they're out here murdering.
Yeah, they're not like sweet. Like you put a flower out for them. Like and they're going to
no,
come
like
say hi.
No, they're like little tricksters.
No, they are. That's why like I need to make sure I leave my shit exactly where I know I leave it so it doesn't get taken.
Like, yeah.
I've been like that since I was little. When I was little, I used to build little like fairy homes and I did that since I was like 5. I probably stopped once I hit a teenager because I was like, maybe I would go to a psych ward if
somebody's
if I'm still continuing to do
commit
this.
Me soon.
Yeah. But like I do have a daughter, so then now I'm like kind of introducing that realm to her, but I'm like, you can't mess with it or step on it, like, because it's very like if you do anything harmful to them, like they'll come back at you tenfold.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's scary.
So do you know anything about tarot cards?
I practiced a little bit. I used to maybe like 5 years ago. I kind of stopped doing that because I got pregnant and then I like because that's another portal. So then I just didn't want to continuously like I stopped practicing like witchcraft and like doing all my spiritual stuff that I used to do, like just because you are another walking portal while you're pregnant. So like you're already an antenna like picking up everything. So
mm-hmm.
I didn't.
You don't want to invite
yeah.
anything.
So I haven't
potentially
done
harmful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I haven't done any of that for a long time.
Well, I ask because I have one deck, and it's not a tarot deck. It's the other one, Oracle. It's an Oracle deck.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And
that's like with spirit animals and stuff like
it's
that. Right?
Mine is the Fae.
Oh, yours is the Fae. Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah. That one I've never done any of that one. Like I haven't picked like an Oracle deck up, but I've seen it, but I haven't. It's like another thing. I was like, am I gonna rely my destiny and fate on cards?
Yeah,
I was like, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
So that was another reason I was like, no, I'm in charge of this shit. Like,
I'm in charge of my destiny. yeah.
So, but yeah, I haven't played around with that one.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, someone bought it for me. My friend who is into all of that stuff.
Yeah.
And she was like, you have like someone has to buy the deck for you. And this deck made me think of you. And I was like, what does that say about me as a person that you gave me the deck of Trickster Fae?
I know, literally.
I don't know if I want to touch it.
You can keep this over there
right now.
I know. No, I know, girl.
That's crazy.
It's scary. Although, like, you have to heavily protect yourself, too, when you are messing around with that stuff, because you will invite things in that are terrifying. Like, yeah. So you have to, even when you're practicing or doing anything, you have to, like, open your circle, but also close it back up. Because
mm-hmm.
if you don't close it, like, you're fucked. Mm-hmm. Like, am I allowed to cuss?
Yes.
Okay. No, you're fucked. It's all bad.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I've heard that as well.
Mm-hmm.
I only know sprinkles here and there.
Yeah.
But
so, But yeah, it's fun. It is very fun. You just have to be careful mm-hmm. once you get into that realm, essentially. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I love all that stuff.
Did you know that there are witches on Etsy that you can
book
for things? Like
to make spells for you?
Yeah.
I'm sure there is. I heard that that was a thing. And then like a year or two ago, I thought they were not allowing that anymore.
Oh.
I could be thinking of something else. But yeah, no, I would not do that.
No?
No.
Do you think that's dangerous?
I just feel like I need to know the person for a long time because you could like book anything from anyone and you have no idea who they are. Like I'm very careful about that type of
you know.
Because I don't know you. Like, I don't want you to know me too much. Like mm-hmm. yeah. So but yeah, I didn't. I have never met anyone that's booked anything like that from Etsy. I'm sure some people, I'm not discarding like anyone's or like taking credit from anyone at all. Like if you're amazing, you're amazing. But like I would be scared if I don't know you. Yeah.
Well, it's interesting.
Yeah.
It's an interesting concept, especially like playing the game that I'm playing right now. All of the Fae have all these names. Like, you're, like, learning about everything. And mm-hmm. It's crazy. It's a crazy game.
I remember being a kid, like, we used to be, like, a Tinkerbell website. And you could, like, make your own name. And, like, you would play fairies and I don't remember what it was called. It was, like, Pixie Hollow something like that. But once I got older and I learned, I was like, oh, that was a complete lie. Like, it's not like that at all. But
yeah.
Yeah, so it's scary.
I am so glad that this happened to get brought up because this is a great beginning.
I know, just be careful. But you're playing a video game, so it's like, but you're like opening yourself up to it. So it's just, you know what I mean? Mm,
yeah.
Yeah.
I do.
I don't know how to explain it.
I do. I get it.
Yeah.
Okay. I get it. Yeah, you're like experiencing.
Yeah. I'm like, be careful. But yeah, I don't mean to.
No.
This okay, is good. Don't this think is too good. Hard about it.
I am glad. Thank you for the warning. I appreciate it. With that, would you like to do this seasoning shaker of tequila shot with me?
I am not an alcoholic. We will put that out there right now.
Nena brought me a
gift. It calms the nerves. Does it take a little? Or a big one?
No. Do you want to go first or should I go first?
You go first. You're the host.
I hate tequila. I'd like to preface.
Tequila.
And I have no chaser for this either. All right. Bottoms up. Oh. To the Fae.
To the Fae. I know it's rough. I'm so sorry. I know. I'm sorry.
Take that away from me.
I don't smoke weed very often, so I'm like, this is the only thing that like calms me.
Like, I'm gonna put you on beta blockers.
A shot
blockers.
Is like a hit. Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I feel it in my face.
I need to invest in a Oh, you know what? Maybe I can make a company of flasks that are literally fucking seasoning bottles.
I think we need that.
We should look into that.
We should look into
That's
that.
That's literally the only thing I bring. I have like, you know those seasoning things that you rotate around because it has like 20 different seasonings?
Yeah.
It's like halfway filled because most of them have become
flasks?
Yeah.
Honestly, they fit in your bag. They seem like they're a good size.
I know.
Like a salt and pepper shaker size.
Exactly.
And it like twists on so you don't have to worry about it spilling.
I know.
I like this idea a lot.
Yeah.
What would you call
them? Tequila with a little salt and pepper. What are you choosing today? But yeah.
What's the business name?
Spicy.
Oh.
I wouldn't know. I have no idea.
I like it. I like it. We're getting somewhere though.
I know,
we're cooking.
Like, go on
spicy shots or something.
Okay, give me a list. Oh yeah,
spicy. Yeah. Something like that.
Seasoned.
Well, thank you so much for being here today, Nena. Let's talk about your content creator journey. Okay. How, if you were going to give us like a lore background, like blurb on the back of a book, how did you start in content creation?
So basically, TikTok, like 5-6 years ago, TikTok became a thing. I'm so sorry. Do you want the high noon?
No, it's okay.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I can feel it going down my body little by little. It does feel warm.
It's like whiskey.
Another thing I hate.
Really?
Yeah.
I love that too. Won't do vodka, but yeah, sorry. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah. So basically when TikTok came out, like 7 years ago? Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I didn't have it for like 2 years. So I was like, this is trash. Like, what the fuck is TikTok? Like, why are people
rejected
so obsessed
it.
With it? Oh, absolutely.
Uh-huh.
And then I met my man, and then he was like, he's like, why don't you just download a TikTok and start making content? And because prior to that, I was a dental assistant. I went to school for dentistry.
Oh.
And I got like my degree in dentistry, and I was doing that in the dentistry field. And then COVID happened, and all the dental offices got shut down.
Right.
So you open your mouth and you get COVID.
Right. But, can't go to the dentist.
I was only babysitting because that was like the only job I could find at the moment. And then, he was like, why don't you just download TikTok and start like making TikToks? And I was like, fuck that shit. Like, I'm not doing that. But later on, he convinced me. And then I did my first TikTok and it got like 3 million views. My very first thing I ever fucking posted.
What?
Uh-huh.
What and was it?
It was Samus.
Oh.
Yeah, a Samus cosplay.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did that, and then I started cosplaying. That was like my introduction into cosplay. I'm an occasional cosplayer. not at all.
And like, that's okay.
Yeah, very rarely. And then I started doing that, and then just using all the trends, because I had like the next day after I posted it, it was already at like 1.5 million views, and then I had like 10K followers on TikTok, and I was like, oh shit, like, this is crazy.
That is crazy.
Yeah. So then I just started posting every day, and then they're like, you have to use trending sounds. And I was like, what is trending? And they're like, Ariana Grande is trending right now. And I was like, okay. Like, so then it's so stupid. It was fun times. But so then I just did TikTok for a few months, and then I kept getting comments like, start a OF, start a OF. And I was like, what is this OF that people are talking about? Are we allowed to talk?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. I wasn't sure.
We didn't go over the rules.
So, yeah. So then like 5 months into it, I looked that up and it was OnlyFans. And then I started one. And then the rest is history.
The rest is history.
Yeah. But that's literally how – there was no plan. There was no like, I'm going to be a content creator. There was no – like backtrack. That's what you say, right? I like could not film myself in front of a camera. I couldn't even – I have like horrible anxiety speaking in front of people, like meeting new people. I like all throughout elementary, middle school, high school, if I had to go stand up and do a presentation, mm-hmm. I would cry in front of the whole class while I was up there.
Really?
Yes. So I've come a long way, like being in front of a camera and like speaking to a camera, which I know is not the same as in person, but you're still submitting it to a whole bunch of people that could see it. I would have never, ever expected myself to like be doing this job today.
Well, that's unhealthy relationships because I feel like a lot of times you hear about the opposite where someone wants to – like you want to start a social media page and either your friends or your partner, their friends or their partner will be like, oh, that's so weird or that's so cringe.
Yeah.
But you were encouraged to do that. That's amazing.
No, it's really good. I feel a lot more like confident about myself today. Like with any speaking, any like stupid little dancing shit that I have to do. But like back then, like I would have never seen myself doing this today because I just had like that. That was terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm happy today and I am happy with where I am. And yeah, 5 years later.
5 years later, here we are.
I know.
Filming a podcast. Your very first podcast episode.
My very first one.
You're not nervous at all.
No.
You're excited. Uh-uh. So happy to be here. Comfortable.
Yeah.
Chill.
Yes. Very chill.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's been fun. It's been great. I wish I had more of a backstory, but I literally don't. I just
like, I mean, that is
started and then that was it.
That's a great backstory. Yeah. I had no idea that you were a dental assistant.
Yeah. I had so many different jobs. Like I was a Pizza Hut delivery driver for 2 years.
Really?
Yeah. And I worked at Little Caesars. I've worked at Victoria's Secret. I was like a wedding. I did that for 2 weeks, but like helping brides pick a fucking dress, which was really fun. But I did that for 2 weeks. I worked at Victoria's Secret for 2 weeks. I worked at Little Caesars. Did Pizza Hut. My first job was Pizza Hut as a cashier. And then I like moved to Arizona when I was 18. And then I became a manager at like a barbecue restaurant within like 3 months. And then, yeah, it was like, that was fun. And then I came back home to California and was a delivery driver for almost 2 years.
That's wild.
I know.
Do you have any crazy delivery stories?
People I feel would try like to get me in their house all the fucking time.
I was gonna say, no, literally. I feel like that's and what happened.
I would like make tips as a delivery driver that you should be making as like a server. Yeah, I would walk
because
in.
You were a cute girl.
I'm assuming, like, I genuinely I don't know what it was, but I would like drop off a pizza and then come back home with like a $30 tip or come back to the store with like a $30 tip. And they were like, what the fuck are you doing? And I'm like, literally nothing. But I would get invited to parties. I would drop off the pizza. Oh, like, do you yeah. want to come party with us? And I'm like, literally have to go back to drop off another pizza right now. And yeah, it was, I would deliver them really fast. I used to get pulled over. I got pulled over twice when I was delivering a pizza. And I would have like the pizza cone on the fucking car. And yeah, I know.
That's amazing.
And they were like, why are you in a rush? I'm like, I need to hurry and deliver these pizzas. Like
they but, and wait, I have to or
I know.
They're free, right? Mm-hmm. After it's, a certain period of time
yeah,
or something
yeah.
like that.
Yep. And I just got away with a warning.
Nice.
Yeah. Both times.
I feel lucky. Like you're so sweet and likable. I feel like this doesn't surprise me at all. The cops
no,
are like,
over
just
so many
go.
No, literally. There was this go. One time in because my first car was a stick shift. So I was driving a stick shift for like 2 or 3 years. And I didn't know how to drive it when I had a week left until I graduated and then I had barely freshly been 18. I was like, fuck all this. I'm moving to Arizona by myself. Like, and so my mom was like, well, that's the only car you fucking have. So you better learn how to drive it. And I was like, I'm not learning how to drive a stick shift. And she was like, I don't give a fuck. Like, so 2 days before I moved to Arizona, I learned how to drive my car. And I was still learning to drive it.
When you drove it across yes. the country?
Uh-huh. Oh, no, no, it wasn't. Because it was only from California, Arizona. So it was like a five-hour
oh,
drive.
Oh, oh, oh,
yeah.
For some reason, I think everyone's starting point is Florida. That's
my, oh my
where
God,
I
I'm so,
moved
so
from.
No, I know. I would totally live in Miami for a little bit. But it's so hot. I don't even think I could.
I'm a Miami hater.
Are you really?
I am.
I think because I've only been there for like a week or two at a time. On Oh, no, I've stayed there for like 2 months. But
it's a lawless land.
Yeah.
It's the Wild West out
no,
there.
No, I'm sure. I know. Yeah. I didn't experience too many crazy things, but I saw a little bit. I forgot where I was going with this. Oh, yeah. Okay, getting pulled over.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I eventually moved out there, and then I was, like, driving my stick shift around. The only thing about my car was that I'm living in Arizona. So it is like 115 degrees.
It didn't have air conditioning?
No. So the only okay. way I could turn the air conditioning on.
One shot of tequila. My ADHD
no,
is
I'm
like.
Sorry. No. I was like, what was I talking about? The only way my car would turn on the AC was if I would go 30 miles per hour over a speed bump or a pothole. And it would just, like, you would see me, like, run back up. And then I'd find a pothole, like, halfway down the street. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to turn my AC on right now. And then I would just go hit the clutch and then go full force into driving 30 miles per hour over a speed bump.
I think, like, this is the plot of Back to the Future. I know.
So that was the only way I could turn my AC on, and it would only work that way. It was so bad, but that's how
I'm imagining you, like, lining it up.
No, literally. And I had a certain pothole when I would leave my apartment complex. I had a certain one that I knew would turn my AC on.
This is such a crazy story.
But yeah, so that was my car. And then this one time, I literally was driving, like, under a bridge. I had just left work. At the time, I smoked cigarettes. So I was smoking my cigarette, FaceTiming, and driving my stick shift. And, like, I had a huge crack in my windshield from the bottom up to the top. My tags were, like, 5 months expired. And I was FaceTiming. So that's three tickets right there. And I was going 65 under a bridge and a 30 mile per hour. And so I was going under, and you see my car goes, and this cop pulls me over in 5 seconds. And I, like, put my cigarette out, and he walks over. He's like, hey. I was like, hey. I'm like, did I do something wrong? And he goes, he's like, yeah.
And I was so, like, many things. Uh-huh. You did so many things wrong.
I'm like, was I speeding? And he goes, yeah. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I had no idea. And then he goes, it's okay. Like, don't worry about it. Did you know your tags were expired? I was like, really? I didn't know. I had no idea. I was like, when did they expire?
Crazy.
And then he's like, December. And at this point, it's like literally March. And then he's like, you also have a crack in your windshield. And I was like, oh my God, I know that just happened, like, 2 days ago. I'm so sorry. It's been like a month and a half because I was broke as shit. I wasn't going to pay like $300 to get my windshield. Or no, it's probably even more.
I don't even know.
But yeah. So he's like, it's okay. I'm just going to give you a warning. Have a nice day. I was like, thank you. You're so amazing. But yeah, I know that sounds really bad and privileged. I know it does. But I have a little charm. And as
you could charisma roll your way out of anything. I feel like you would be robbing a bank.
Oh my God.
And you would take the mask off and be like, oh, I'm so sorry. Was I robbing the bank? I'm so sorry. I can't believe that. And the police officers would be like, it's okay. You can go. you know, you could have some of the money. Do you want some? You could take it with you.
I know. I didn't even know that was in my purse. I had no idea. But anyways.
Yeah.
But yeah, fun times.
That's wild.
I have a charm.
That's wild.
Lucky charm.
You do. You do have a charm. It's
but yeah, I got my way out of that.
Very apparent.
So
I believe that wholeheartedly.
All bad. I look back at myself and I'm like, what the fuck were you doing, kid? But yeah.
Crushing it, it sounds like.
Being stupid. But that's the only way you learn.
But yeah. I feel like, I don't know why I just had this thought. It's very random. I feel like I can imagine you in the movie Grease as one of the pink ladies.
Oh my God. Sandy. I love Sandy.
I feel like that.
I grew up watching her.
Is you. Like, you're one of them in real life.
I would. When I was a kid, those were my movies. It was Sandy and Dirty Dancing. I fucking love Dirty Dancing. But I would make my sister pretend to be the boy in Dirty Dancing, or in Grease, and I was Sandy. I was not the best older sister, but I'm like, I'm the girl, you're the boy.
And that's the way it's
going
to be.
And little no songs, but yeah. Yeah.
That's what older sisters are for, as an older sister.
Yeah.
Is making people do
how many siblings do you have?
I have one younger brother.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And
we played a lot of video games. Was I mean to him? I don't know. It depends on your definition of mean.
I know, right? Right?
We should ask him.
Yeah.
I don't think I was mean to him. He might think I was mean to him.
Yeah.
But I think we were mean to each other.
Yeah.
I think because he was only a few years younger than me, mm-hmm. and we were both hard-headed, that
what's
we kept each other in check. He's an Aquarius.
Oh, two air signs.
And yeah. I'm a Libra.
Libra.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
But we butt heads in a very harmonious way. Like, we always came back together afterward.
Yeah.
And we get along to this day.
You guys are, like, really – do you guys have a really good relationship now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I do with both my siblings, too. One's an Aries and the other is a Leo. But
– fire signs. Yeah. And what are you?
A Taurus.
A Taurus.
Yeah.
Is that Earth?
Mm-hmm. But I'm a bull. So, like, nothing steps on me. I'll right. run you over.
I'm the opposite.
I know, oh, yeah. Like, but we share the same planet.
The doormat of the, no. the zodiac.
No. But you're the most intelligent and the most justice.
That's true. I will die for justice. That's yes. so true.
And you have – your Libra is – Libra and Taurus both share Venus. So Venus – the Venus planet. So the Venus is, like, the planet of love and beauty and, like, arts and – all the finer things of life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I see that for us.
Yeah.
well, I think that you have a very defining brand, and that is your gorgeous, long, luscious hair.
Thank you.
And that's real, right?
Yeah.
How long did that take to grow?
I would say probably like 3.5 years.
That's it? It feels
like because I really started focusing on it 3 years ago, and I've always had like shoulder length hair,
mm-hmm.
And it's like around the shoulder, and then yeah, I just wanted one day I was like, I want really long hair. I'm gonna just get long hair,
and I'm just gonna do it.
Yeah, I remember like when I first started practicing, I did this one like spell to make my hair long, but then I didn't know, like, hair care is, like, a real thing, and you have to, like, really take care of your hair and not use too much heat, and I've never colored it either, so
I was going to ask.
Yeah. I know that, like, takes a part in it as well. They say it's virgin hair, right?
Mm-hmm. That is what they say.
But, yeah, so then I just really started focusing on, like, my hair and my hair care. And I would oil it like 2 to 3 times a day or a week, and then use like serums, and I didn't use much heat. Yeah. But yeah, I love my hair.
Yeah.
I'm going to get as long as possible.
I am curious for anybody who wants to like grow their hair as long as possible and make it really healthy. What are your top tips?
The biggest one is going to sleep with like a protected hairstyle, whether it's like in a braid or if you wear the, like the silk, what are they? I forget.
Like the bonnets.
Yeah. Like the silk bonnets. Don't go to sleep with your hair wet, 'cause that is very big to damaging, and then too much heat. But people say their hair gets longer when they use heat, like blow drying it out after it's washed. But then some people saying air drying is the best. So that's like a 50-50 thing. Me personally, I let it air dry and then like style it with like heatless curls. Mm. I'm a big heatless curler person.
Mm-hmm.
Today I did not have time. Or last night I did not have time to put it up. But so I did use a curling iron today. But yeah, just like – making sure, because you can get the biggest damage going to sleep with it bad, because you're tossing and turning and you're like rubbing the ends and nothing like too tight. But I would definitely say oiling is like the biggest, like long hair, thick hair, like best hair care.
Is oil?
Yeah. So like whether you have to do your research on a like certain type of oil, or you can make your own oil. But like if you oil your hair and your scalp like three times a week, have it in for like 5-6 hours and then wash it out, it's like a very what's the word I'm looking for? I'm blanking right now.
Restorative?
Yeah.
Hydrating?
Yeah, but it gets the hair follicles growing.
Oh.
There's a word and I can't remember. I'm blanking out.
Stimulate?
Yeah, stimulates like hair growth.
Okay.
Like those scalp massage. Mm-hmm. Those are, that's a really big, because what you're doing is you're like stimulating the blood flow in your scalp. And that's where all your hair comes from.
I see.
So you have to like rub it in, massage your head. Even if you just did like 15 minutes every single day, you could even split that up morning and night. Like that is the best. Like, because you're promoting that blood flow to your scalp.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you just...
I don't think I can do that with my extensions.
Are they clip-ons or are they...
They're tapes.
Oh, is that like the press? Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, if you got your fingers in though, certain parts, and mm-hmm. just like and, avoided and, the...
Okay.
You could, because even scalp or finger scalp massages are still just as good as like that little...
All right.
Stimulating comb thing.
I want to know, because I would like to not wear extensions and just have luscious long hair. But I do have really thin hair, so I don't know if it will ever look like yours. But maybe.
Girl. I feel like everyone's hair. Sometimes, like, people are like, my hair's never gone. And I'm like, no. You haven't tried hard enough. I will get you there. But yeah, I just love long hair. And they say it's like your hair is the antenna to like the spiritual realm as well. So it's like the longer it's your antenna. It's like picking up things, picking up like energies. And
really?
Because like, have you watched Avatar?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you know when they like they have their braid and they like plug it into whatever animal or plant, like they're picking up all of that, all of that information and stuff. Oh. So that's like a great example of how your hair is used, because yeah. that's their hair and it has like the antennas at the end.
Yeah, yeah. And there's a movie, Bulgonia something, with Emma Stone. Have you seen it?
I don't think I've seen that.
Where
is it, an old one
or newer? No, it's newer, but basically she's like the CEO of a company. She gets kidnapped by these two guys who think that she is an alien. And they cut off all her hair, like, right when they kidnap her. Because they're like, Bogonia?
That was, like, last year, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
They're like, you can't contact your ship because we cut off all your hair. Yeah. And she's like, you guys are nuts.
I know.
Yeah.
That's literally how it is. I want to see that one so bad. But I, like, that's terrifying.
It's
like,
good. I watched it.
Did you?
It's really good.
I want to see it really bad. I saw people, commentate on it, is that uh-huh. what it's called, basically. But yeah, it looks really, really good. But that would give me heart anxiety watching that.
Because
anybody
you
ever
want...
did that
yeah,
to
yeah,
me,
yeah.
I would murder you.
Well, Android 18, when anybody accidentally cuts off her hair, she loses her mind.
Who?
Android 18 from Dragon Ball Z.
Oh.
She's like, she broke Vegeta's arm. I'm pretty sure that's that part where he like shot a beam at her or something and it cut off her hair and she was like,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's literally how I feel like that's you. I know. I don't like it. Even when I go get my trims, I'm like, I watch her because I get trims every 3 months as well because you need to like cut the dead ends off. So mm-hmm. it continues because otherwise it'll just split and look like fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I like when I go to my hairdresser, is that mm-hmm. what you would say? I'm like, okay, how much are you cutting off?
Like, yeah, you're like watching.
Literally that much. That's it. It's like,
no more. Don't mm-mm. you dare.
I know.
Don't you dare.
Exactly. I have my fist ready right here. But yeah. No,
that's
she's
so funny.
I've seen her for like 3 years. So she knows.
She knows.
She knows.
That's good.
Is this okay? I'm like, that's good.
Good, yeah. good. Trusting your hairdresser is very scary.
Uh-huh. So. I've heard horror stories.
Yeah.
Of like women having beautiful, long, luscious hair and like the hairdresser just chopping it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I would cry.
Yeah, I would too. And I have.
And then kill you. Oh, that's happened?
It's happened not cutting off too much, but with color for me. Like the first time that I tried to go like silver when like silver was happening
like
for the first
type
time.
Of silver? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
You know, like there was an era where like gray was popular, mm-hmm. and I asked my hairstylist to do that, and she totally fucked it up.
Oh my god!
And it looked
dude.
Crazy.
No.
But the worst part is when your hairdresser tries to convince you
it's fine
that it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Like they gaslight you sometimes into being like, isn't this so beautiful? And you're like, I have eyes and I know that it's not. I can see it.
Oh,
it looks
God.
Bad. And they're like, oh my God, it looks so incredible. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
I'm girl? So sorry. I know. Sometimes I wish I could just kill people for them. Because that's horrible. Your hair is your hair.
I know.
Like, it's everything about you.
I know. Yeah. I know. I get it. I know. I think I want to go lighter again.
Like more blonde?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like blonder highlights or everything?
Everything. It used to be very, very platinum. And then I burnt it all off trying to bleach my own roots. So it's been darker and more natural for the past little while.
That color looks really good on you. I love it a lot. Like,
really?
Uh-huh.
Maybe I'll keep it then.
I personally love it. I don't know how blonde you want. You have to show me what you want to go. But that looks really good on you.
Okay. Sick. I will. So as far as content creation goes, your modeling and your like fashion and your niche and your brand, like how would you describe it to somebody who hadn't seen your content?
Oh my God. I literally thought about this question before and
really?
I didn't even know what to say. I like to think of myself as like a bubbly, outgoing person.
Definitely that.
Maybe I don't portray that online. I don't know.
I don't.
So then it's
either. I feel.
I'm like, I am this. No, but you don't see it. So I don't.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I definitely use my boobs to my advantage. I would have to say for everything.
Yes, queen.
Yeah. Sometimes it's a brag. Sometimes it's not. Because if you're talking to someone serious, you're like. It just jiggles. Like, it does. It's not intentionally. It just happens.
I saw one of your videos where you hit, like, a water bottle off a counter.
Oh, with that your one. Boobs. See, sometimes for, like, when I think of old stuff like that, I'm like, what the fuck were you doing, bitch? Like,
what do you mean? It was amazing.
Yeah.
I watched it, like, a million times because I was like, the physics on this is crazy.
I know. They're tankers.
That's proof. That's premium content.
I know. It's
premium.
Like, I know.
When people say they subscribe to Instagram premium, that's what they mean.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even do much research. That's a thing, right?
No. It's like
subscription based. Oh, on Instagram.
There is that.
Okay.
But
is that not what
there's
it's called?
A like joke that people comment sometimes when it's like high production value. And they're I didn't realize I subscribed to Instagram premium.
Oh, okay, now I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's like, I try not to make that much that stupid content anymore.
I think, we should bring it back.
I know, but everything gets fucking flagged now. You can't even like do shit. Yeah. I will vent about this later.
Okay.
This will be a whole conversation if
we
I
can save
now.
It for the Patreon.
But
portion.
Yeah, so you literally had to be careful. And now I notice that, like, girls with big boobs are wearing, like, the shirts, the collar neck, or what are they called?
Turtleneck?
Like, no, like, the shirts that come right below here. So you don't get flagged for anything, but you can still see the masses right there.
The planets.
Yes,
the
exactly.
The huge mounds. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I know. You have Saturn just going around and around. But so that's what I'm like, maybe I should just fucking do that for everything now. I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
I know.
If it works, it works.
But yeah, I would say hair, boobs,
personality.
Whatever else you want to see.
Come for the hair.
I know.
Come for the boobs, stay for the personality.
Yeah. I know.
I like that.
That's really bad.
I don't
People
think
ask
so.
Me serious questions. I'm like, I don't fucking know. I have no idea.
Speaking of serious questions. No, I'm just kidding.
No,
I'm just kidding.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. So when you're shooting your content, do you prefer hiring a photographer or having a photographer? Or do you prefer doing it by yourself on your phone? And what's the pros and the cons?
I personally like both. I would say the one I like the most is shooting myself because you can see yourself. And that's the also the bad thing about doing this job is like you can't have other people take pictures of you because if you're not looking at yourself, it's fucking shit. Because you get in this habit of like being able to see yourself in the angle and you're like, okay, that looks really good. Take it.
Uh-huh.
But I also do like the only way, the way I started out this whole thing was like modeling a little bit for my man. He, because he's a photographer. So he started shooting me, and I had never done any photo shoots, anything like that in my life. And randomly get a DM from him one day. He's like, do you want to do a shoot? And I was like, what the fuck is a shoot? I have no idea what that is.
Put the guns away.
I know, right? He's like, no, a photo shoot. So then I ended up doing it with him, and it was fun. I loved it. Like, because mm-hmm. we used to do like beautiful, like in the moment, in nature type of things. We don't really have time for that anymore. But I think that also caused a bad habit because I only ever shot with him. Mm. So like anytime like a photographer does want to shoot with me, I'm like stiff, and I'm like, I don't know if this looks good or not, because then I had only done it with him. So I was like, it mm-hmm. doesn't matter. Like, it just be yourself, be natural and all mm-hmm. that. But yeah, they both have its pros and its cons. The cons about shooting yourself is that when you do shoot with a real person, you can't look at yourself.
Yeah. So have you ever shot tethered? Sometimes photographers will plug into like a monitor or a computer or something, and they have the photos popping up as they shoot.
No, I've never.
That rocks.
Okay, see, I just bought a monitor for that.
Okay.
I forget what brand it is. That in it starts with like, it's not. I don't remember what brand it's called, but I did just buy that recently. But I've never done that before. Like, ever. So that's why when you see the results, you're like, you either fucking love them or you fucking hate them.
Yeah.
There's no in between. But yeah, that's why I like being outside, like shooting with nature, because then it just comes naturally. Mm-hmm. Rather than like a planned shoot inside, like,
yeah,
find a sexy outfit or something.
That's very elven.
I know.
Princess of you.
I like, take me to the nature, and then it'll get better.
Yeah.
But yeah. So. And when we went to the beach that one time,
yeah,
that, it was really fun. But, okay, your photos were so fucking good.
Thank you.
They were so good. When I saw them on the camera, I was like, damn, bitch.
Thanks.
Those are amazing.
I appreciate that.
But yeah, that was fun. And then you were asking me to do the video, and I'm like, I don't know.
You did such a good job.
Yeah, it's like, and that's another thing about like starting off on TikTok too, is you film with a front camera. So it's like I had only ever filmed like videos watching myself do it. And then you mm-hmm. do it 1,000 times and find one that you'll post.
Mm-hmm.
So then that's another thing. Like it's transforming into people shooting you for your videos, mm-hmm. you know? So that's another thing as well. I don't know if I answered the question correctly. Or
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that was a great answer.
I'm sorry. It's just all over the place, like myself.
You know, that is okay. There's nothing wrong with that. It's also probably a little bit of the tequila's fault.
I know, right?
I feel like I can still feel it.
Yeah, it's strong.
In my throat.
I know. I'm sorry. I probably made you tired too. Sometimes it either makes me tired or it hits.
Yeah.
Or I'm like.
Well, we'll take a nap after this.
I know, right?
Together on the couch. are there any misconceptions about doing OnlyFans or like sexy modeling that annoy you?
Yes. I would say that they think you're like, okay, first of all, being blonde my whole life, I've always been called the dumb blonde. Or like,
same.
Yeah, you have the stigma like, oh, she's just fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Like, so that I've already grew up with that. So like getting these comments sometimes of like, oh, fatherless behavior, which facts. I don't have my dad in my life, but that is not fatherless behavior. Times have changed, y'all. So it is different.
That's so funny.
Like, you have an opportunity to make more money online, like, doing, like, you're just being yourself, and, like, if it comes with a little bounce in between, like, fuck it. Who gives a shit? Like, you're still, you're making money off of it, and like, mm-hmm. times have changed. You don't have to, like, go work a constant 9-to-5 job like everyone used to. Like,
yeah.
I love that times are different, and
yeah,
you can express yourself online, and you can, like, if you don't fucking like it, unfollow or be gone. Like, I genuinely don't care about the comments anymore.
I don't either.
Yeah, I feel like I've reached that time. It's like, I don't give a fuck.
Good.
So
it's liberating.
Yeah. What do you, how do you feel?
I feel the same. Yeah. I think there was definitely a time where internet comments would bother me, but and now they don't at all.
I feel like when I first started doing it, I would like read every single comment and I'd be like, take it in and think about it. But now we've done it for so long. I'm like, what you say isn't going to bother us.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, but yeah. So
exactly. I think the only misconception that bothers me, or it did, it doesn't anymore. I feel like it's not as prevalent anymore. But if you do any type of like sexy or like modeling content in general, if you're a hot girl on the internet, you can't be a nerd is the misconception that bothers me.
Oh, yeah.
Because I feel like all of us who grew up and learned how to do our hair and do our makeup were still put through high school bullying for liking weird nerd content. And it's not fair that people try to take that away from us.
I know. I totally agree with you.
But I don't think it's as bad now as it was before.
Yeah. I also, I think it's lightened up a little bit. But you, if your video is going viral and it's reaching like people who don't already follow you, sometimes it can be brutal.
Yeah.
Like, it can be brutal. But you can't take that shit in because it's just you're going to do what you're going to do anyways. They're not fucking paying you unless you're subscribed. But if you're not, then I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, okay. I agree. What about traveling? Have you gotten to go anywhere really cool and special because of content creation?
I have been to Mexico and Ireland. Which are like, I haven't been to many other places, but I don't think anything else would ever beat those two places. I love Mexico. Like, there's so many beautiful parts of Mexico. It's gorgeous. And like, you can see the culture, and then you can also like go fucking see pyramids. Like, what the fuck? Like, it's insane. And like, the people there are amazing. Like, the culture there is amazing. The food is amazing. Just like, and I feel like once you reach Mexico, like, there's a different type of energy that, like, reaches your feet that you're just, like, you don't feel here, if that makes sense. Also, they're so loving, and they're so, like, they're just amazing. I love Mexico. Ireland, I have been wanting to go there my entire life, like, since I was a kid, and I finally went 2 years ago, I think it was. Unfortunately, I only went to Dublin. I wanted to go everywhere in Ireland, but I didn't have the time to. I went for my birthday. And like the second the plane was like landing, because you're like passing through farms and shit. And like I got so emotional. I started crying on the plane because I was like, I'm fucking with my people. Like, I'm here. Like, it felt, I don't know. I felt so, I don't even know how to explain the feeling, but yeah, I loved Ireland. It was amazing. Everyone's drinking. I was hoping to see a bar fight, but I didn't.
No, I mean, you didn't get the true Ireland experience.
Exactly. I'm like, I gotta go back just to see that. But yeah, that was really fun. And then I've been to Bali when I was 21. Yeah, a few years ago. And that was beautiful as well. Like, it, that place is gorgeous. Also amazing. But that's Canada. The only reason I went somewhere for content was probably Canada. I think that was recently, January. Other than that, I think we just book somewhere we want to go and then we film content there. Like, it's not, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So speaking of the potential internet misconceptions, I guess, of hot girls not being nerds. You said that you grew up on Lord of the Rings.
Yes.
Did you grow up on any anything else? Are there any other fandoms that you've loved since childhood? Any video games that you played or anything like that?
I was never a video game type of person. Mm-hmm. I feel like I've tried like within the past few years and I get too angry. Like I can't imagine you angry at all. I literally get like, yeah, it pisses me off. I can't control it and I don't know how to play, so it pisses me off even more. But yeah, Lord of the Rings, I love Phantom of the Opera. Like that that's Gerard Butler right there. And then I just love like all of that realmish stuff.
Like fantasy.
Mm-hmm, fantasy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to think.
We didn't go to the Ren Fair this year.
I know. I literally went the last day it ended. Or no, because it ended on the 17th. I went the day before. I went with my friend like from Santa Barbara. And I think that was the day that all like the jesters.
I was there. I was a jester.
I did not see you at all.
We left early, though, for a birthday party, Amanda and I. We left around 3:30.
I got there at 3:30.
Oh.
Yeah. Because the only reason I knew that everyone was going was because of Raven. Mm-hmm. And I had bought my ticket like 3 weeks before, but I didn't know if she was going to go or not. So I just made my other friend come with me to shoot my content. And I was there for 3 hours and we dipped. I know it wasn't planned like last year, but this year just is going by so fast.
I know.
I don't know why. I can't believe it.
Next year.
Mm-hmm.
We'll plan early.
Avatar.
Yeah.
Avatar 2. That's like that's number one favorite movie.
Oh, yeah?
And then Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, all the fantasy, fantasy foresty,
yes.
Elven. I'm saying real life elf.
I know, with a temper.
With a temper. Tinkerbell.
I know, right? I know, literally. I know.
Tinkerbell. I feel like you and Holly are real life elves.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she definitely. She is a strong ass woman. She is like, yeah. She blows my mind away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
I'm like, damn, girl.
I'm sharing a room with her in Germany.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's like so strong and fit. I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, it's kind of scary.
Yeah.
And I think she has a temper too.
I think so.
In a good way. I love tempers on women. But
I will accept no shit.
Yes.
Way.
Like, doesn't take shit from anyone.
Yeah.
I love that.
I love that too.
Yeah. I love when a woman is like, I will step on you if you fuck me over.
Yeah.
Like,
me too.
Yeah. No, it's so hot. Oh, man.
This is a Holly Stan episode.
I know.
What about, we talked a little bit about, you said that you started watching anime recently. So did I. Or at least in adulthood. Mm-hmm. What have you watched so far?
I have watched Death Note. Okay, the very first thing I ever watched, which some people say it's anime, some people say it's not, is Beastars. I know, that was the very first thing.
Beastars.
Is that anime, right? Kind of not?
It
maybe
is, I think.
Okay.
I think so.
That was the very first like thing similar in that realm I watched. Mm-hmm. Second thing was Death Note. Death Note's really good. I do like
I love Death Note. Death Note's always the thing that I tell people to watch first. It was the first anime that I watched.
So I guess technically it was the first one for me then too. And then I've watched.
Are you a Light Yagami apologist? Or do you think he's a bad guy?
I don't think he's a bad guy.
I don't either.
I think
that's
like,
my toxic trait.
I know, right?
Two red flags pop up in the background.
Yeah, I know. I know. No, I don't think he's a bad guy. Sometimes I see the thirst traps of him and I'm like, I can see it.
I can see it.
I know. Well, that's like the whole Phantom of the Opera too. Like that dude is a red flag, a walking red flag. But. But. Yeah, the obsession is good. Hear me out.
Right.
I love me. If you need to be obsessed.
Listen, I love a good hear me out. Okay.
I know.
Speaking of, I prepared a game for us.
Oh, God. Okay.
Smash or pass.
Okay.
It is anime characters, so if you don't know them,
do I just
pass.
Okay.
Just because, just say you don't know, but.
Okay.
Gojo?
Gojo. Smash.
Smash for all of us.
Yeah.
Smash yeah. for all the girls.
I know, right?
Yeah. Do it for all of us. Kakashi.
Kakashi. Which one is that one?
I don't know. I haven't seen Naruto.
Smash. Smash. I'm thinking. Okay. Yeah.
Goku.
Goku. Pass.
Vegeta.
Is that also in? Pass.
Frieza.
From?
Dragon Ball Z. It's the purple and white bald alien.
Smash. Aliens? I love aliens. Yeah. I think you know what you're talking about.
Tsunade.
Smash. If I was lesbian, absolutely.
Have you seen Attack on Titan?
Oh, that's my favorite anime. That's the one I've completely watched full force.
Okay.
I forgot to finish
Aaron it. Yeager.
Absolutely. I'm sorry. Yes.
Levi Ackerman.
Yes.
Levi Ackerman is my anime husband.
Okay, yeah.
If I could choose an anime husband.
So imagine my man, him, because he's a short king as well. We love short kings. But... because they're, I feel like they're both hardcore Scorpios. Love a good Scorpio. He's a little freakish. Mine.
Levi's a little freakish too.
No, I know. But he has a goofy side. But when he like locks in, he's Levi 1,000%.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
I know.
Have you seen Full Metal Alchemist?
A few episodes. I haven't watched the full thing.
Have you seen... Do you know Zoro from One Piece? Green hair, sword in his mouth, one eye, earrings.
No.
No worries.
Sorry.
It's okay. One Punch Man?
Okay, that sounds really familiar, but I don't think I watched it.
I'm gonna pass on your behalf.
Okay.
I don't think he's your type.
Okay.
It's kind of weird. Weird guy.
What kind of weird?
Right. I know what you mean, and I don't think he's the right type of weird.
Okay.
I'll show you later.
Okay.
I'll show you later.
Okay.
Have you seen My Hero Academia?
Yes.
All Might.
Okay. I can't remember. I'm going to say Smash.
The big superhero guy.
The main guy?
He's All Might. He's...
Oh!
Yelly and...
Oh, okay. Actually, ripped. Pass. He has a little bit of Homelander vibes.
Ah. Yeah.
Ask me about the boys. I'll tell you everything about the boys.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
Wait, did you watch the ending?
I just finished it, like, I think 3 nights ago.
Did you like it?
I felt like... He got what he deserved. It could have been a little bit better.
Uh-huh.
And the whole show is so graphic, and that part was very graphic, but it could have been more.
Like, you wanted more graphic, more Mortal Kombat-y.
Like,
yeah.
For that part with him.
Yeah.
Like, because he gets what he deserves.
Yeah.
Like, I fucking hate him.
I agree.
Like, I can't stand it.
I agree.
That's why I'm like, just like the way it ended and then the brain and the gut spilling out. I'm like, it could have been more.
Yeah.
Because he's a horrible person.
Yeah.
I hate him.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. All right. Smash or pass the boys. Billy Butcher.
Absolutely smash.
that felt like your type for sure. Huey.
Smash.
Yeah. Frenchie.
Smash. I feel like he's a weird, like, you know?
Yeah.
That's the weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. The weird I'm talking about.
Yeah. Annie.
Annie? I don't know how she would be in bed.
I don't either.
I feel like boring.
Maybe. Pass. Maybe not.
Maybe not.
Maybe not.
Yeah, you're right. You know, this is the one show I've watched that I haven't looked up their zodiacs. Because usually I love, I know it's like a speculated zodiac, but I Butcher has to be like a Scorpio or a Capricorn or an Aries.
Yeah, because he's for like, sure.
Yeah, he's like psychotic, but a hot psychotic.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. The Deep.
Oh, pass. I hate that motherfucker. I literally can't stand him. Like, please, bro. I hate him so much.
All right. And finally, what's his name?
Which one? Tell me.
The supernatural guy.
The supernatural one?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which one?
The guy who's in Supernatural.
I don't think the, I
the Homelanders.
Oh, are you talking about his dad?
Yes. Soldier Boy.
Soldier Boy.
Yes. A quiet smash.
Okay, he's annoying. I don't like him either, but
yeah.
He's crazy. A good crazy. Like, yeah, you know what I mean? Not like a Homelander, I would smash to the floor. Like, I fucking hate him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, smash with a baseball bat.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or something more intense than a bat.
Right.
But, yeah, his dad. You know, that deep voice does a little something. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
I think that's a perfect way to segue to the Patreon portion of the show. But before we do, please let everybody know where to find you online and if you have anything coming up.
You could find my Instagram, AnenasMind underscore. I think that's what it's called. TikTok is not AnenasMind. Anything coming up, hopefully you will be seeing my Muay Thai videos soon.
Shut up. Uh-huh. Really?
Uh-huh.
That's so fun.
To be expected. That's the only like big news I have.
That's great.
Yeah.
I've also been doing Muay Thai a little bit here and there.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's so fun.
Only like maybe right now it's like 2 times a week, 2-3 times. But I grew up with my dad like teaching me how to fight, but now I'm like learning the technique, I guess you could say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you could punch me theoretically in the face.
I would never right do that to now you. I would do that to
for the Patreon
yes
portion. Do it, come on.
Punch you with these? Okay, I'll whip you in. But yeah, no, it's I
just one time
the only upcoming thing, I would say.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah.
It sounds like you have some pretty crazy hear me outs. What's your craziest one?
Okay.